Tomorrow, I'll invent those blueprints. Tomorrow, I'll start.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Corey. And my man, Mr. Kirk.
What's up?
And welcome back to Tomorrow Isle, people. What will you do tomorrow? What will you do today to achieve your creative dreams? I'm Corey. That's Kirk. And yeah, I am still alive, people. still kicking it, baby. Right. As you can see, at 100%.
Live from the bed. It's
live
pillow talk.
What's up? Yeah. Pillow talk with Corey Cronston. How you doing, guys? It's your boy, Corey. Like, imagine if I just did an intro like that. Like, you know, we get some smooth
jazz playing in the background.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You ever listen to, back in Rochester, this was like my favorite station because I couldn't have a TV in my room because, you know, TV was too violent. So then I could have it wasn't too violent, but I wasn't ready for a TV in my room because I was too young. So then I got a radio, but I couldn't listen to like the more adult stations, quote unquote. So I listened to Warm 101.3.
Oh my God, are you talking about Pillow Talk with John Tesh?
Yeah, buddy.
Your life with John Tesh.
Dude, oh my God. I love that shit.
Dude, I just associate that with the dentist office because that's the channel that the fucking dentist would always have on while the lady is like jabbing me in the gums with a freaking ice pick. Why don't you floss enough? Your gums are bleeding. It's like, because you're using an ice pick to excavate my teeth.
Flossing is just a lot of work.
No, floss or not.
It was nice when they got those like little pick things. Like those were easy, but like when you got to get the string in there and stuff, like that's just a lot to do.
When I would floss, she would yell at me, but it was because, again, stabbing my gums with a freaking needle. Like, you're not being gentle, you sadist.
That, honestly, I kind of like that part when they get like the little hook thing and like scrape on the teeth and all that. I mean, not scrape on it, but they kind of like pick on the teeth. I like that part.
I don't mind it when it's my teeth. When you're jabbing it into my soft gums.
Oh no, that's a big no-no.
She's like, your gums are bleeding. You don't floss enough. I'm like, no, my gums are bleeding because you're poking them.
Yeah, because you're just like, yeah, you need to floss. Like, demon.
It's just the female version of Steve Martin from Little Shop of Horrors.
Pretty much. Yeah. Great movie, by the way. So if you guys can, I don't know if it's still on HBO Max, but I'm sure you guys can find it somewhere to watch. Mm-hmm. It's a national treasure.
Bill Murray, Rick Moranis, Steve Martin. It's a classic.
Do you hear about the alternate ending on that movie? I'm not going to spoil it. I'm just saying, have you ever heard that there's an alternate ending to it?
I've never heard there's an alternate ending. Is there like, is it crazy. Different from the stage musical to the movie musical?
It's different from, obviously it's different from the theatrical, but it may have been like the original ending to the play maybe, but I'm not quite sure. I'll have to do some more research, but I think we should watch it sometime.
Yeah, I'm down. I finished up watching Godzilla versus Kong today.
After
a lady and I tried to go see it at the movie theater and some bag of dicks called in a bomb threat on the mall.
Oh my God.
5 minutes into the movie, we had to leave. Paperboy was just getting started up with all of his crazy conspiracy nonsense.
Yeah, buddy. I was like, yo, Brian Tyree Henry.
That's right.
Yeah, he's great.
Yes, he's my favorite part of the movie.
He's nuts in that movie, but he is a great actor though. He has a great time. That sucks. America, can we stop with like wanting to blow shit up and shoot shit up, please?
Yeah, seriously.
I feel like I've been catching up on news and all that stuff. And I was just talking to Canadian Batman about like international news. I want to get into that some more, but it's just like
we have a separate spin-off show, International News with Corey Cross. Oh no, with Blark Bent. You wear the glasses.
There we go. That's where that can come into play. Desk. Finally. There's a, yeah, we're gonna have a lot of channels.
Dude, we'll get Krieger. Remember we'll that. Get Scott to come on and be your co-host.
Dude, yes, yes, yes. This is gonna be great. Okay, and I'm I like that. We have so guys, as you can see, we have a lot of programming coming up.
Yeah, and South Jersey Casino Boy, greetings from South Jersey Casino Boy is coming. We're just working on getting yes. some theme music for that.
Mr. Chuckles. Yeah. Which, oh yeah, I have to thank some people for reaching out and mm-hmm. wishing me to better health. Mr. Chuckles, of course, Magnus as well. I dropped in on the Zoom chat and all that stuff and just kind of said hello. That was actually when I was like at the hospital.
Like, oh, yeah,
I was,
like, no, they were all like, yeah. you were the talk of the town when I popped into the Zoom call later.
I knew they still talk about me when I leave. Not just
they
that
were,
occasion.
Just worried about you.
No, I know. I'm just playing. I love those guys. Yeah, no, I was kind of like, you know what? I wasn't trying to do it for the attention. I was just doing it because I was just like, I thought it was going to be movie night. So I knew I had to get rest because I hadn't slept in like days. But I was just like, I'll just like say hello and all that stuff. Maybe they're watching Slacks or whatever. We'll see. But yeah, but they were just kind of chilling and stuff. And there was like a lot of people in there too. And I was like, oh, snap. Hey, what's going on? And yeah, so I appreciate you guys for reaching out and just your concerns and all that stuff. I'm doing better. I'm at home. I think I told a couple of people that already. And my prescription is not as good as the hospital stuff, as always, right? So it's a lot of ups and downs, but I'm trying to find a good balance and all that stuff. But thank you guys for your concerns and for much love. I'm still here as a disembodied head, but or just like a severed head on a bed, but I have hands, though. So, you know, but yeah, head on a bed. Coming to Patreon. No.
Oh but, my god.
Yeah, but yeah, once again, thank you guys. Thank you for that. But yeah, I'm really sorry that you got cut off from Kong. That sucks. Last week I did see it to completion in theaters at the Alamo, and that was hell of a time.
To completion. Okay, now I got a question for you that it doesn't spoil anything, but I
no.
So what's with King Kong and Godzilla changing sizes so much throughout the movie?
Were they?
I feel like they were.
Dude, I've watched this movie at least 2.5 times, maybe like 3 times or so, right? I've come to the conclusion that it was. The fights were amazing. Fights were awesome.
Yeah. The fights were the best. I mean, the fights were the best part.
The human characters were goofy as hell.
Oh yeah.
The dialogue was like to be desired.
Terrible.
But
the story.
I could watch it over and over again. Just like yeah. There's. I'm not gonna spoil it by any means. I mean, it's been out for at least a week now or so. But I'm not gonna be that guy. Yeah, I'm not gonna spoil it. No, because I really do enjoy that movie, and I want people to be surprised for, you know, when certain things happen. Mm-hmm. But possibly, I know this was like a big debate, like at the beginning of, like when you first see trailers and like, you know, the fist, the punch heard around the world that Kong had thrown to Godzilla in the trailer, and people are like, oh my God, is Kong bigger than Godzilla? Like, doesn't make any sense. But like I attribute that to like him kind of coming up on the balls of his feet and landing.
Yeah,
but
he
like drops
where,
down afterwards.
Yeah, there are parts, you know? Where Godzilla, ooh, like when Kong's on the boat.
Yeah,
he's on a boat, right? And he looks pretty small on the boat. And Godzilla, not like 5 minutes before, was stomping around taller than buildings, and then he swims by the boat, looks longer than the boat, but somehow manages to be on the boat with Kong.
I think there were different, like, there were different size, like, ships in the fleet, though, too. You know, like, there were, like, destroyers, like, there was maybe, like, a destroyer or, like, a aircraft carrier. Like, they land, like, Kong had jumped to the aircraft carrier to fight him because it was, like, the biggest ship for them to actually be able to fight on. Like, the one he was on with the chains was, like, not big enough for them to actually fight on.
I thought Godzilla got on that boat, too, with him when he was on it with the chains.
He did not. No.
Okay.
So what happened was, no, actually, no, that'd be spoiler territory.
Yeah,
but
we
like,
don't need to talk anymore.
Like, never mind. That is a good fight scene. I'd say that this one, along with Kong Skull Island, probably had the best like fight scenes out of all the Monsters universe thus far. Mm-hmm. Because you actually could see them, and there's a lot of follow through with it, and it's like much more brutal and all that stuff. So I really did enjoy that. But yeah, if you guys have not had a chance, I had my story last week where I was just like, first time in a theater in like about a little over a year or so. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I gotta see this movie. I told myself, pandemic, no matter what, I'm seeing this big screen. But I was at that point, I was like at least 1 week vaxxed, but now I'm completely vaxxed. I'm good.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I gotta see this movie. And it was worth every penny to me, at least, because I'm a big Godzilla fan. If you guys get a chance, go see it.
Seymour Butts and I were talking about this. Was it Onward that you and I saw last? Was it the last thing we saw at the theater?
The last thing I had seen actually was The Hunt.
That's right.
Yeah, and stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that was the last, because I was like, was it Call of the Wild, or was it? I totally forgot about Onward.
I feel like we saw Onward after sad. Call of the Wild.
We saw Onward afterwards.
Yeah, I feel like we saw that after Call of the Wild.
Yeah, we
and
did.
Come to Daddy was in between the two, I think.
Oh yeah. Oh man, that was one to see in theaters. We knew nothing about that shit.
That was a good time.
Oh, that was the best. Dude, I miss impromptu movies with you. That's a good time. Just like show up at a theater and just be like, entertain me. Like, I had no idea what's gonna happen. Like, let's just do it.
Like when we went and saw Hereditary.
Yeah. Oh my god. That movie creeped me out.
Almost threw a sandal at somebody else in the movie theater.
Did you? Oh, because you picked up your foot?
No. Don't you remember that asshole that was like, had a bunch of food in a paper bag or whatever? Where he was like,
that's true. I'm like, bro, get yourself.
Yeah, at one point, I know I had my sandal off because I was like, if I hear him again, I'm throwing this in the direction of the sound.
Just knocks him out completely. Yeah. I mean, because they make sandals pretty heavy these days, so it's just like.
Those chakras are heavy.
You can knock someone out of that. What's up?
Without question, I could knock.
Oh, yeah. Actually, dude, I think they had delayed this movie, but Into the Earth. I want to see that.
I feel like I saw
real bad. Yeah, I saw a preview for it today. I remember seeing one for it maybe either a couple months back to maybe like a year back, because I want to say it was going to come out 2020, but COVID, right? Mm-hmm. So I think I totally forgot about it, and then I was watching this preview, and I'm like these quotes sound familiar, like it's gonna be the best scary movie of such a year or decade or whatever like that. And I'm like, oh shit, this is Into the Earth. I'm like Earth. Like they hype it up enough, but they don't like give away too much.
Is that the one where the people go camping?
Yeah.
It's like that weird forest spirit in the preview.
Yeah. It's kind of got some like The Ritual vibe, if you remember that movie that we watched.
Yeah, I remember The Ritual.
I hope my mic's not cutting out too badly.
No, you're just getting remixed every so often.
Yeah, the stupid port. I gotta replace this thing.
Oh, that was one of the things.
Huh.
I think you had left the call at that point, but Magnus said he would just listen to you give bad reviews or reviews of bad products all day. He have a segment where Corey goes off about shitty products.
Dude, I was upset, man. It's like,
mine's doing it.
Yeah, here's the thing too, right? I know we kind of got off the rails, guys, but we haven't talked in a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I had started my new job, and like I had like the first 2 days of training, then I had a whole week of work, and then like celebration for me was going to see Godzilla vs. Kong, and then literally the next day it was just like sickle cell, and another fucking medical bullshit. That makes a lot of sense now that I that I got the x-rays and all that stuff too. But yeah, you get to know all my medical history. What's up? You know, I'm an open book. What up? Yep. But like, yeah, it's just like,
not a HIPAA violation.
No, it's fine. Especially what I'm telling you, so it's all good. But like, but it's like that, and then like I missed a whole week of work, and you know, so you know, it's just I haven't been able to catch up with Mr. Kirk, and plus it's just been a while since we, you know, had a good laugh and talked about all sorts of other things besides you know, just like the podcast and stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you guys like us talking about stuff, so let us know.
Getting remixed.
Hey, what up? What were we talking about again?
You just said if you guys like listening to us talk about stuff.
All right, besides that, there's something else. Yes, reviews about, yeah, okay, so here's the thing. Usually, right, I would not like return stuff. I'd kind of just be like happy with what I got, or like, yeah, okay, whatever. Or I broke it, so it's just like, okay, well, now it's mine. But the thing is, when you like research a product for like a bit of time, or like it looks really like aesthetically pleasing, I'm like, oh, and it kind of ergonomically fits into this computer, right? This seems like a good idea. You drop like, you know, you drop some money on it and you plug it in and you're like, cool, it's doing all the things that, you know, I imagined it doing. However, after like a bit of time where it just starts not doing the one function that it's supposed to do, you know what I mean? Like, you get a little mad and you have some things to say about the product. So,
yeah, no, I understand that. I have the same feeling. Yeah, Mine is a year younger than yours, and it's doing the same shit. And it's supposed to be the upgraded version.
Yeah, and so yeah, and that's upsetting, you know. And it has like Mr. Kirk, like yours has like little special clamps on it too, right? Yeah. It's got the little things on there.
It's a space.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow, that must be way better.
Nope.
And you're like, no.
What is this? Hyperdrive? What is the name of this company?
Hyperdrive.
Shitty goods.
Yeah, twice. Yeah. So yeah, I'm putting them out there on the spot because people may already know about this and I might be like way behind, but I'm upset.
I don't blame you. I am too.
I mean, here's the thing: it costts like $100. Yeah, whatever, $100. Ooh, that's not a lot. But like at the time, I was kind of poor. Yeah, I was kind of poor, so I was just like, I guess I'll trust this thing to, you know, be a USB and a Thunderbolt thing and like a SD card and all that stuff. No, garbage. So yeah, Hyperdrive, you're kind of garbage. You know, don't at me, or do at me, because we'll talk about this.
At me with a refund is what you should be paying
us with. Oh, for sure. It's way past the warranty, because you know I didn't buy a warranty, but like still, this shit should be like, I don't know. It should come with like a 30-day warranty, because that's how good it is.
Yeah, it's garbage.
Yeah, it's total garbage. But yeah, I would definitely love to make more product review videos on like stuff like that. Definitely like car mounts.
Product review. So Corey, we're gonna have a product review podcast. We're gonna have a news of the world podcast.
And we're gonna have all of them, the podcasts.
The weekly world news with Corey and Scott.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Crosdale and Krieger.
Oh, I like that. That's a good ring to it. God. Hit me with that again real quick.
I don't know if we can call it the Weekly World News, because I think that's
one of those old tabloid magazines. We'll just do it until they find out, right? It's fine.
Tune in, coming soon to the Schemes Come True Network, the Weekly World News with Crosdale and Krieger.
Yeah. Hold on. I'll be right back. I'm like, I'm here, but I got to see.
You're exposing yourself.
Yeah, no, I'm just checking to see when my pizza's coming. It's gonna be late, so that's good because I like talking to my friend.
Right.
It's been a long time. It's just been a long time, man. I miss you. Goddamn.
Well, I gotta like just to stay sort of on
task. Topic, yeah,
on task for the show.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I'm coming up on the end of a short story that I've been working on, and I have to give a shout out to my friend Sarah, who has started is in the process of starting a coaching business.
Oh, super nice.
Hunting the Moon. We sat down and talked about just some different strategies for staying motivated and getting work done. And
yeah.
Me come up with a plan to switch up my schedule, and I've been writing a lot more. So shout out to Sarah and Hunting the Moon for putting me on a good track
Oh.
I've done like more writing in the last probably two weeks than I've done in the last month.
Nice, man.
Oh yeah.
I'm glad.
It feels good.
Because I know, like, you know, work was getting a little meh and all that stuff, so...
work still is meh, but... meh.
You know, yeah, what are you going to do? That's great. That's good news. I'm not trying to, like, shortchange that by any means, but bad news, my order got canceled, bro. What? I had a pizza coming, a delicious pizza from a delicious pizza company, and they gave me a refund and all that stuff. That's cool, but, like, at the same time, I was really looking forward to this pizza.
Yeah,
you have no idea. Now I have to order something else. Like, outrageous. Come on! I know, first world problems, right?
Is Favor doing you dirty?
No. DoorDash is usually like pretty solid, so I'm a little upset to say the least. Mm. But no, that's good. Also, yeah. So, as you guys know. Mr. Kirk had read me a little bit of The War of Art, right? Sometimes I'm a little crazy, recovering perfectionist, as you know, that's just like my name tag, Corey, recovering perfectionist. I've been talking to the Canadian Batman
podcast coming soon.
You know, but so many podcasts, so much programming, so little time.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, and I'd also been talking to Canadian Batman because I was like, you know what, I need to organize my life a bit more. I talked to him about this like maybe a few months ago, right? Mm-hmm. And then I got my job months and months ago. But like then I had gotten my job, so I was like, cool. But also I have to, you know, restructure things. But for the most part, the schedule is pretty set. So now it's like, as my brother would call it, it's not time management, it's time creation.
Right.
So, which I really like. I like that.
Quite copyright a bit. Dr. Brandon 2020.
Yeah. No. Oh, for sure. And I'm like, no, he's totally right. So I've been trying to like move some things around, get some good practice in again, so I can, you know, be like, I'm an artist and stuff, and like, here's what I do. Because mm-hmm. There's just like a lot of back and forth with it, as you guys know. But nonetheless, you know, life is going great. Job, cool. Money, awesome. And then it was just like, you know, Godzilla vs. Kong. That is one of the highlights of my year. I'm sorry. But like, then of course, you know, I got sick and all that stuff. And it happened in my left hand, which it's happened before. And that just doesn't make it, it's painful. My hand shakes. It's just not a good time. And so I'm like, well, I'm in the hospital. I had to pack a bag and all that stuff. And I'm like, you know what? Let me pack this book. Let me pack The War of Art. Fine. And I was like, well, I gotta wait to like get into, I had to wait to get into like a room and all that stuff. So I'm in the lobby and I'm just like, you know, let me crack into this. Why not? I'm here. I got nothing else to do. Like I can't go anywhere. Let's do it. And honestly, it is a lot easier of a read than I thought it would be. Because I'm not the strongest reader. I'm very slow and I have to like reread things sometimes because I need to absorb the information. That's just how I learn. Uh-huh. But oh my god, it was great. And I saw a lot of things that like I was doing, or a lot of things where I was just like, oh, I had wondered about that, or like, oh, that ties into it too. And it's a great book. It is a phenomenal book. If you are somebody that's at that point where you're like kind of struggling, or like you had that artist block or whatever, that is the book for you to pick up. Like just stop talking to me right now. Buy a copy of that book. Yeah. You know, whether it be on like an e-reader or like on a like a, you know, paperback. I prefer paperback.
I think there's paper. There might even be an audio book of it too.
Ooh, that'd be good too. Yeah. But get that book because it will help you kind of figure out what you need to do and how to stop bullshitting and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's not gonna be instant, but it definitely helps, you know, when the book's kind of just shouting at you at a point, like, you know.
Yeah.
And I still have to finish it. I want to finish it this weekend and stuff. But it's starting to give me a little bit more direction on certain things. And I have so many fires going at one time that it's like there's not enough. like the hose is stuck and I can't like reach, you know, all these fires. Like I gotta kind of put out a couple fires that I've set. I know you're looking at me like that, Mr. Kirk.
Because your metaphor, you're mixing. I'm lost.
I know. So like how Mr. How Nick or Mr. Mr. Yuri Vantowski had said, you know, set many fires and all that. Mm-hmm. It means many things. Like he meant it in a way of like many streams of revenue, but also like I see it myself. I will set a lot of fires. Mm-hmm. And I'll let, like, oh, they're kind of burning, they're getting out of control, and then I'll set a new fire, and I'll, like, let that get out of control.
You're like, this fire will put out that fire.
Yeah. So I need to put out a couple and, like, kind of reset. Just, like, be like, all right.
Get your fires under control.
Yeah, there you go. Get my fires under control. Hashtag that shit. But, like, but, yeah, I need to get a couple of those under control. Like, there are... You know, once again, it's not a matter of I don't believe I can do this. I know I can do this. I know this. My mind just gets really scattered, and there's so many projects I want to do. There's so many things I want to do at one time. It's just like you gotta pace yourself. You gotta like actually, you know, be able to organize these things a little bit better and all that stuff. So this book is great for. Just so many reasons, and I can't recommend it anymore. So it's just like I can't recommend it any more highly, and I'm very thankful for people like Mr. Kirk that had had essentially read it to me at first, and then Canadian Batman for asking me like, oh, how's the book? And I'm like, I haven't read it yet.
Help me out. So you need people to keep you accountable. It's important.
Oh, for sure. So it's it's a lot of learning along the way, and definitely like that reinforcement and getting used to there being seed and like are following your journey and like want to follow up to you and stuff like that. So it's a great read. Mm-hmm. And it's great to have people around that like will get on your ass about stuff because sometimes it's necessary. But it's a weird period right now, just because, like I said, new job, gotta get my health under control again, and just like trying to just balance everything. But it'll happen. It'll get done, and all that stuff. But So it's So kind of relating back to the podcast, what we started this for is, talking about our journey and our struggles and all that stuff. And this is a part of it. You know, sometimes work sucks. Sometimes your health takes a turn. And sometimes that are like, hey, they're gonna encourage you. They're gonna jump in and be able to point you in the direction or, make you like, just get back to, what you were doing before and all that stuff. So, I'm really glad that, Mr. Kirk is, ready again. He's getting that like, oh, he's got that fire again. Like it's mm-hmm. like, oh boy, like the wheels are turning and all that stuff. And I'm getting back up there too as well. It's but yeah, it's just a lot of push and pull sometimes, and a lot of struggles and stuff. But we just overcome it and we get back out there. That's what we do. Yep. So
we got too much to do to pump the brakes or not pump the brakes, but like,
oh yeah,
too much to do to stop now, I guess would be the way to put it.
Oh, for sure. And like I don't want to stop. It's just more of like you gotta find a way to just re-strategize. That's always what it just needs to be, so mm-hmm. There are a few things I've been thinking about that will help kind of like restructure, re-strategize, but right now it's that's stuff that Kirk and I will talk about behind the scenes or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, nonetheless, it's we're two dudes trying to run a network. I know we said that for the past couple episodes, but we don't have a whole team behind us. We'd like to for sure, because I know I can't do everything, and when especially comes to stuff like this, like I'm out with sickle cell or whatever like that, and like I'm asking Kirk to do some things or whatever like that. It's that's a lot for him to do on top of like his job and other things that he needs to do too. So
but we make it work, because it's this is some of the most fun I've had in a very long time. So,
dude, yes, yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's just funny because it's like, once again, when everything else is going on, then you like you shoot a text at me or like someone references like a show thing or whatever like that, and I'm like, oh my god, yeah, we run a network like every time.
Like, oh, us yet.
I don't know how, but like they just haven't. I'm like, I'm my most vulnerable down, right man. Now. They can come. They can get us right now. Like we wouldn't even do anything about it. But I'm glad they haven't. So we're just gonna keep going.
We're still here, people. We're not going anywhere.
Yes, we are. Oh hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. We got some
what's up?
I was just gonna say we got some cool interviews coming up and
oh yeah, for sure.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some more people on my end. I've not been as successful as Mr. Kirk, but I'll get them eventually. I always do.
That's
crazy. It was, wasn't it?
A little bit.
You just edit it out. It's fine.
No,
I know you are. We leave everything in.
I'm just going to isolate that clip and use it for
various purposes. The Corey soundboard.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing, right? I was just like, if I miss like another opportunity to do an interview because of, you know, I'm not feeling well or whatever like that. Thank God the dose is kicking in now. But I'm like, he can always just use the Corey soundboard to like piece it together. But it never sounds like I'm actually talking. It's just like, hell yeah. Either way. Like, bro, you're not even trying. Those are sentences. Well, yeah, like you can always do that.
Mumps. Absolutely. Somebody makes just a good point. Absolutely.
Just you at the mini keyboard. Just like, yep. Press. Well, Corey, it's been really great. Thanks for having me on.
Their hard work, and you're like mumps and mumps.
Mumps and mumps. Yeah, exactly. Like, did you say mumps? Hell yeah. And then if it ever just like they ask me questions and you just play like me going on one of those like, you know, I've lost my mind at this point, like I, you know, you can't ask me any more questions, I just need to be done with the podcast, done with the show.
punch drunk drink drunk.
Oh, I don't know why I get that way, but it just happens. Yeah, right. But either way, welcome to the show. I love saying that, but we're here, guys. I'm still Chris writing. I'm still drawing, but like I got some other projects. I still gotta catch up on the children's book. Tales is our my. I'm the one that is neglecting the child. But I'm trying to like once again re-strategize what I'm trying to do for that. Trying to re-strategize what I'm trying to do for my own page. So it's like, yeah, it's nuts. But we'll get it good, guys. We'll get it good.
We'll talk tales behind the scenes.
Yeah, we gotta do that.
I have some ideas.
For sure. Ooh, nice. Yep. But that's all I got for right now, because I'm hot as hell and I'm like topless under this. So I didn't want to expose myself on camera. Oh yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Save that for the OnlyFans.
That's what I was a little worried about when you were talking about putting out fires in the hose, and you kept like looking down, and I was like, "Oh God, what's going on?"
Oh my lord! Yeah, because I'm like looking like this because the thing is like I still use my laptop though too, so I'm like looking at your face here, and I'm looking at this. Shout out to John Perry for the swing arm phone clamp mount thing. This thing is great. I got the one with like the ball tightening thing on the back, so it's just like you know you can. It's very secure. It's very nice. Okay. So thank you for the recommendation. This so far is a good product.
Yeah, check him out on Instagram at Lower Deck Cards.
Yes.
The work is excellent. He's got some cool stuff.
Yes. They're the ones that make me chuckle. And I like that. And I'm like, nice. I like that. Yeah, so no, I was not looking at my downstairs situation. I was just like looking at your face, Mr. Kirk. But also on my things to get is webcam. So I'll be doing probably in a few weeks. So I gotta gotta earn that money. But yeah. But yeah, guys, we're still here. We're still rocking and rolling. Hope you guys enjoyed the interview. All that.
And if you wanna help us stay here, keep the lights on, keep Corey's body covered. Ooh. Check us out on Patreon.
Or not. It's really hot.
That's a tier coming later, apparently. That's gonna be about the $20 tier.
What, it's really hot down
here? Yeah. So hot in her.
So hot in her.
So can we call it, is that the Nelly tier? Is that Nelly?
I think so.
I feel like it's
anybody can correct us though. That's fine. For sure. They'll correct us in the comments or not.
And if you want to correct us, hit us up on Instagram at Schemes Come True Network. You can also email us at schemescometruenetwork@gmail.com. And don't forget, like I was saying, check out that Patreon, patreon.com/schemescometrue. We've got some fun bonus content up there. I'm going to be uploading, I think this week, an episode of Tomorrow Isle before it was Tomorrow Isle. You're going to get a little piece of Corey in the house.
Dude, I was wondering when we were about to start doing some of that. I think you definitely should.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put Call of the Wild up on the Patreon.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
One of my favorites.
100%, so yes.
That'll go up this week.
I approve of that, yeah. It is one of the best ones.
The audio quality is not great because I didn't know how to use my Zoom recorder. I still don't, but we'll get there. And but it's
been a lot better.
Yeah, the content is ridiculous. So look for that. Yeah, I got a shout out to the patrons. I mean, we got Peter B, Sean J, the always lovely Seymour Butts. At Barden Creative, check them out for your web design needs. And we have a new patron.
Oh, we have a new one.
Young Caminal, Mr. Cam, has decided to join the Schemes Come True Network family. And
he very nice. So, I like that.
Yeah, so we got
awesome.
Five patrons. Feels good.
Yo, we're growing, 10
patrons by 2022.
I'd be cool. Let's do it. I mean, hopefully more, but I build it up, baby. I mean, like we talked about when we first started this, we're like, you're like, well, Corey, how long, when do you want like this point to this point? I'm like, I'm thinking like this. And you're like, I mean, some of these take a long time to build. I was just like, dude, I'm here, man. Like, pandemic has turned me into like, what do I have to lose at this point? I still got this mic. I still have these headphones. I got an arm clamp out for my phone. I'm gonna get a webcam. Like, dude, let's just keep doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Act like I'm deterred by how long it's gonna take.
Without the fans, we would be nothing.
Every time, and I know I say this, like I forget that's a film. I literally forget that's a film. It's a piece of garbage.
It's like somebody farted onto the magnetic tape of a VHS and then jammed it into a red box.
No way. Yep. I can see it happening too.
Yep. Just straight poop particles on magnetic VHS tape.
I just witnessed it all. Like, I was like, it's one of those ones where it's not like in the grocery store. It's like just outside, like a Walgreens or a CVS. Yeah, you're trying to be courteous, or you're just gonna wait in your car. But you just see that all through your windshield, and you're like, I don't want. Here's the thing. I've come.
I want to watch a movie, but. It's early on, I feel like Bobby goes to work for the guy at the racetrack and his name is Jimmy Wichert, and he's go to boy, and he's got like this long he's just a complete moron.
No, I'm gonna have to.
I'll have to find it.
You have to find it.
Yeah, he just destroys Bobby, and Hank finally has had enough of it, and he just chases him around this racetrack, kicking him in the ass. It's so stupid.
I'm gonna kick your ass. Yep. Yeah, I can't do his voice as well, but
it's
like, okay. Yeah.
Oh. It's kind of like, oh, it doesn't even sound, this doesn't sound like either.
Propane.
Propane. Maybe we should go before this just turns into you and I trying to do Hank Hill for 10 minutes.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah. All right, people.
All right, guys.
Just remember, Corey's alive. We're not going anywhere.
No.
Don't forget to do the rate, the review, the subscribe, and check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/schemescometruenetwork.
Hell yeah.
We're live. Number 5 is alive.
All right, let's get out of here.